You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's a little after 2 o'clock. And now the Early Music Show with Fiona Talkington.
Bjelta Aker is a musician I've heard perform in a number of different places, in a jazz club, on the stage of the magnificent opera house in Oslo, and in a beautiful Baroque church in the heart of Norway. He's one of the most exciting ambassadors for early music I know, and I've come to the Globe Theatre on London's South Bank to track him down during rehearsals with his group Baroque Solistina for their current Alehouse project. More about that later. It's just old pop music, says their website, alongside a picture of a camper van. So here is some old pop music from their CD London Calling. Corelli is played with drive and passion, his Concerto Grosso in D, Opus 6, Number 4.
Thank you.
Corelli's Concerto Grosso in D, Opus 6, No. 4, played by Baroque Solistina, directed by the violinist Beata Eker. That's from their CD London Calling. London was quite a pull for Corelli during his lifetime, as it is for Baroque Solistina at the moment. Beata, it's great to meet up with you, especially here at the Globe, where there's such a fantastic 17th century atmosphere. Welcome to London.
Thank you very much.
What appeals to you about this city?
Well, I'm Norwegian and coming to a really big city like London is fantastic. And I feel home here in a way because it's the English mentality and the way it's easy to make friends, easy to find good colleagues. So it's something very appealing about London. Many of the programs that I have made that I do with Baroque Solistina have some sort of English flavor to it. I like the stories, the anecdotes of what was going on in London at certain times. So, for instance, the piece that we just heard from with Corelli, he was such an influence on everything that happened in Europe. Even though he never came to London, his music was extremely popular around the turn of the 18th century here.
We nearly met at a beautiful place called Sjøbygda in Norway, which was a very important place for your project, The Image of Melancholy, which I suppose grew out of that incredible forest and the lakeside surroundings. How did you prepare for recording that project?
I have started to gather a lot of tunes. And then I saw that there was a pattern. There was almost always the sad songs that stayed with me and had the biggest effect on me. So I made it into a sort of personal statement of my image of melancholy, which had all the elements of a bit of experimental. I had put some layers in. I did a lot of improvisations and used them maybe in the background, and then had these two elements of the English Renaissance melancholy through people like Dowland, together with the Nordic noir, the Norwegian melancholy.
Thank you.
pity, pity. Pity, pity, pity. Help now or never. Mark me not to endless pain. Mark me not to condemned.
Wanton, a galliard by Anthony Holborn, ending that sequence from The Image of Melancholy, music which clearly shows the depth of thinking and the excitement of performing, which sums up Baroque Solistina and their director, Beata Eicke. Before it, the Pavan, The Image of Melancholy by Anthony Holborn, Dowland's Sorrow Stay with singer Berit Norbakken-Solset, and an absolutely heartbreaking traditional Norwegian wedding march. Beata, there are all sorts of pieces on that disc, including some music by Jon Balke, who's a key figure in Norwegian improvising music and has been really at the heart of the huge rise in status of Norwegian jazz over the last, I suppose, 20, 30 years. Why is someone like that important to you as an early music performer?
Well, Jon and I, we met around 2000 or something like that. And I was playing in a jazz band in Copenhagen at the time, and he was a guest leader. We were trying out some of his compositions. And when we met, he had never heard a Baroque instrument before, so he got really curious about what I was doing. And the aesthetic of the early music, the way that we phrase, the way that we do intonation. And then since then, Jon and I have been collaborating a lot. So in 2007, he called me and he's been asked to do a commission piece for a place in Oslo. It was the Cosmopolite 15 years anniversary. And the guy who was running that place, he came from Morocco, and he said, can you do something which has a Moroccan element to it? And he wanted Jon to meet Amina Alaoui. And then he had started to look into what she was doing, and her world is much related to the early music world. So he called me and said, can we talk about this? So Jon and I went down to Granada and met Amina, and we played with her. It was a fantastic meeting. So after that, he started to compose these pieces of music. It's a real crossover project. It's not a crossover where these elements are playing. So you have one jazz guy playing jazz and one early music guy playing early music, and then see what happens. It's everybody is trying to create something new, and to see that people like Amin Aloy and Khairedin, who's playing the violin, are all out of their comfort zones. They can't just come and do what they normally do. It's been really a treat for everybody.
يا صفوتي من البشر يا كوكبا يا يا كوكبا بل يا قمر غصنا هذا مشى رشا هذا نظر غصنا هذا مشى يا رشا يا ربة اللحظة الذي شد وساقا وساقا اتفتر يا ربة اللحظة الذي شد وساقا وساقا اتفتر غصنا هذا مشى يا رشا إذ نظر متى يا فذاك سمع مني والبصر ما بفؤادي من جواب
وعشي رائق منظره قصرناه على صرف الشمول وكأن الشمس في أثنائه ألصقت بالأرض خدان للنزول والسماء ترفع أديالا الربا ومحيا الجو كالسيف الثقيل حبذا منزلنا مغتبقا حيث لا ينظرنا غير الهذيل والدجى يشرب صهباء الأصيل والدجى يشرب صهباء الأصيل
Ya Safwati, Aladina Dana and Ashiyin Raikin. Tracks from Siwan, Beata Eka and Barok Celestina's collaboration with Yun Balka and Amina Alawi. Let's return now to London Calling. Beata, how did Veracini fit in with this project?
Well, Veracini, he was a student of Corelli. And then I remember that I played some of these sonatas and one of them has this Scottish alla Scozzese third movement. So it's the first and second movement are real Italian music, but the third movement has the variations on the Scottish theme. So I could then use my folk music background, put a bit of folk flavor into it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Veracini's Sonata in A Major Opus 2, No. 9, played by Beata Eker and members of Baroque Solistina. Beata, now to the project that you're working on here at the Globe Theatre. The pull of the London pub has proved irresistible. It sounds like a fun project.
That is a very interesting project. What I discovered is that the birth of the public concert in Western Europe really is from London and pubs. It's 50 years before the coffee houses in Leipzig, and it really was open to everybody. It wasn't overpriced tickets. People could come there, and it was all sorts of classes that were involved. So it's fantastic that you start with a simple idea and then you open up, and it has so many layers. And I've constructed it so that we keep putting in new material, keep adding stuff, refreshing, reusing. Have a lot of elements of improvisation, and now this project has been going on for many years, and it's still every time is different, and I think it's appealing to a lot of different types of people. We've played it in motorcycle clubs, we've played it in pubs, we've played it in big concert halls and theatres, outside restaurants, in the forest somewhere, and it's usually a very, very good reaction from people.
Beata Aker and Borok Solistine improvising there as they rehearse for their new show, The Ale House Project. And it ends that edition of the Early Music Show. It was presented by Fiona Talkington.